In June 7, 2004, Akram al-Rikhawi, 40-year-old, was going home from Gaza to Rafah to support his daughter after her school exams, but Akram never made it home until February 7, 2013. The Israeli forces imprisoned him under administrative detention. In response to the administrative detention, he went on a hunger strike that lasted for 112 days, which led to his release.
The idea of hunger strike exists in the mind of all prisoners as a way to take our rights from the occupation. I had three messages I wanted to deliver by my hunger strike. I wanted to shed lights on the fact that there are sick prisoners in the Israeli prison hospitals, which are not even qualified to be called hospitals. Second, death and life became equal to me. I am living to die in a prison whether I took medication or not, whether I eat or not. My hunger strike was leading me to death, and so did my imprisonment. Third, in what they call the Israeli law, a prisoner can be freed after spending two-thirds or three-quarters of his period of imprisonment. Although it's their law, but they only apply it to criminal prisoners, not Palestinians. So I wanted the world to know this.
Akram has been held in Ramle Prison Medical Center since his arrest, as he suffers from many chronic conditions, including asthma. He suffered from severe complications due to the medical carelessness, resulting in additional chronic illnesses such as diabetes, osteoporosis, high cholesterol, kidney problems, and immune deficiency, from which Akram now suffers.
The pain and injustice were massive, especially when coming from a Zionist enemy who cruelly commits crimes against children and women during the aggressions on Gaza. I almost spent the 9 years in the Ramle prison hospital. It was a prison, but with rooms doors open, since none of the prisoners were able to even walk. The Israelis do offer medication, but they always do when it is too late. They make the prisoners suffer to the max before giving us any medication. As I read in what they call Torah, they should not treat an enemy who can fight them back. They do not kill us, but they try to make us feel the pain and only be able to breathe. The prisoner's health situation is a real misery.
Akram is married and has 8 children. After his brother died, he has also cared for his brother's 5 children in his home. Shadi, his brother, has been imprisoned for more than 7 years. Akram's mother has died during his imprisonment. He only knew after 1 month of her death while listening to a local radio station, since Israel imposes many illegal complications on the prisoners' families' meetings.
We were not allowed to visit Akram. The only way of communication was through the lawyers and the Red Cross. He did not see his kids for all those years, that he didn't even recognize his children when he was released. We were very worried he would die during his hunger strike, but thank God we are happy now he is among us.
When my dad was in prison, I felt that I'm not living in a complete family. We never had a complete happiness. Now, I'm so happy and I'm looking forward to spending Ramadan and Eid with him, just like all other children. Akram urges on the international community and the human rights organization to care for the Palestinian prisoners' conditions in the Israeli prisons, and especially Samer Issawi, Jafar Azzedine, and Tariq Qadan, who are still on hunger strikes. Akram is only one of hundreds of Palestinian prisoners suffering from administrative detention in the Israeli jails. Hala Safadi, Press TV, Gaza.